individuals from every walk of life and groups of every kind would use it as a guidebook for dreaming bigger dreams, planning bigger outcomes, taking action in a bigger way, and enjoying the kind of expanded, abundant lifestyle that for them never seemed possible before. We envisioned a time when educators, corporate managers, and small group leaders would take up our challenge to advance the message of the success principles by training others in these human potential basics. Time when we could look back with pride at the millions of lives that had been touched by the universal message and proven principles in this book. I'm happy to say that time is now. Over the past 10 years, not only has the success principle spread to 108 countries in 30 languages, but the feedback and success stories we've received in return have been gratifying and humbling. Men, women, teens, students, athletes, entrepreneurs, stay-at-home parents, rising corporate stars, and other achievers have become dedicated to creating lives of abundance, joy, professional fulfillment, and personal accomplishment. They are proof positive that these principles work, if you work the principles. Through countless stories and heartwarming reports, I've watched this phenomenon unfold as readers moved beyond today's culture of resignation and mediocrity to create the exciting, compelling life of their dreams. They have overcome their own limitations, whether physical challenges, economic hardship, past failures, or simply their own limiting beliefs, to achieve astounding success. At one time, perhaps just like you, they wondered how a single book could change their lives. Doug Whittle, a builder from Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada, doubled his income within a year of applying what he learned, then doubled it again 12 months later. He began enjoying substantially more free time and built four magnificent homes so he and his family could spend summers and winters in temperate climates. Days before talking to Doug, we heard from Miriam Laundrie, a mom who dreamed of bringing self-esteem concepts to more than 100,000 children, changing lives and communities around the globe. Not only did she surpass her goal in less than a year, she attained a Guinness World Records title for her accomplishment. Sean Gallagher, a successful Irish entrepreneur, appeared for three seasons on the hit television show Dragon's Den, Shark Tank in the U.S., and later fulfilled his most audacious goal when he stood for election to become the President of Ireland. He's now a highly sought-after speaker and writer, helping to inform and inspire the next generation of Irish business leaders. Justin Bendel, an aspiring orchestral musician, used the success principles to visualize playing at a world-class concert hall whose picture he'd had for years. Though he didn't know the name of the concert hall in the photo, he pasted it to his vision board anyway. Soon after, he received a fully paid scholarship to pursue graduate studies in music, and within his first year of grad school, was chosen to play with the university orchestra at Carnegie Hall in New York, the concert hall in the photograph he had pasted on his vision board. Using Principle 24, Exceed Expectations, 25-year-old Canadian franchisee Natalie Peace built one of her juice bar locations to record revenues, then sold it for the highest amount ever received for that franchise. She's since earned her MBA and now, among other things, teaches business administration classes to fourth-year university students, recommending the Success Principles as a powerful textbook for future entrepreneurs. After one of my readers, a successful Malaysian businessman, was incarcerated under extremely harsh conditions in China, his wife convinced the guards to pass along his tattered, dog-eared, and marked-up copy of the Success Principles so he could stay motivated during his 20-month ordeal. He not only reread it hundreds of times, but also used it to transform himself into an even more motivated, excited, and fearless person who, since his release, has launched a successful information technology business, started two restaurants, and acquired a portfolio of international properties with a group of real estate investors. Pavel Popiolik, Czech Republic's leading importer of computer equipment, with a $600 million business to manage, used what he learned in the success principles to balance his life and work, making time for his true passion, competitive cycling. So far, he's won the Val d'Aran UCI World Cycling Tour race in the Pyrenees,